This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
That right there was Rhymes to the East by Sampa the Great, and up the top was Bitch Rising by Hexdebt. Something very relatable to everyone in this room.
Oh. I feel that.
That's all I got. Sorry.
We'll have like a 2 second silence so it can all sink in. And
let's just reflect on our hex debt.
Just
for
reflect
a little
on what the rest of our life is going to be like.
Yeah.
Part of me wants to earn lots of money, but then part of me doesn't want to earn over 55k, so I don't.
No, it's 40.
Now. No, it hasn't. Yeah. Has it been changed?
Well, it's going to change, isn't it?
I read that it was going to change, but I have no idea if it has.
Who knows?
Oh.
But as I said earlier, one place that we love to get the news from is A Current Affair, one of our favourites.
Is that Trace?
I was going to say Trace.
Is that Trace?
Yeah, Trace.
Trace. Not McBean. As it's
famous inventor.
Famous inventor.
But some of the best things that A Current Affair does is that they have these really good ads that they engage you, but they don't tell you the full story. They give you the grab, and then you want to find out a little bit more.
Oh, it's so tantalising.
Yeah, it's almost like powder. Clickbait, yeah. But on TV.
Washing powder, not washing.
it's normally something that should be happening, and then it's not.
Mm.
They have a very strict formula.
And it's all about the neighbours. Like, it's all, like,
yes.
Neighbour disputes. Like, Gary's neighbors unhappy with Barry.
I was mucking around with the camera just quick. I was mucking around with the camera earlier this year, and I turned the shutter speed right down. So you get that kind of jerky, slow shutter speed. And I realised that's all A Current Affair do when they
really?
Film their video.
Put a bit of black and white, bit
black
of dramatic
and white,
music.
Turn the shutter speed down. You've got yourself a Current Affairs video.
Boom. But we will stop ripping on it because we are about to use some of their audio. We're going to play a bit of the clickbait headline, and then we're going to see if we can make up our own story and see where the story goes.
Challenge
so let's play it.
What a low act. She stole a handbag from a dying woman who'd just been in a head-on car crash, then went on a spending spree. A Current Affair tonight.
Whoa.
So just to recap,
she was in a head-on car accident and then stole the handbag from the lady in the accident and went on a shopping spree.
Was she just a pedestrian walking around and she stole it? Or?
I don't know. Do you want to listen again?
Did she plan it?
No, I'm fine.
Cool.
I've already got her persona.
Okay, what's her name?
Her name's Barb.
Barb.
Oh, Barb.
So old. How old? 60?
I'm going to say Barb is 60 and, you know, she's like needing the adrenaline rush. She's needing to live life on the edge. Everything's been simple
life
prior.
Life is so mundane for the last 40
exactly.
years.
Exactly. And then
bang,
she sees
a car
good
accident.
Old, like, is it a young person that's been in the car accident? Because they've been a little bit...
Yeah. Dangerous driver.
Yeah. So it was a female, obviously, because...
It's not a man bag, is it?
You wouldn't
read...
Unless it was a satchel. bit of a hangover reference there. I couldn't remember the rest of the quote.
So she's taken the handbag. What's Barb gone and spent it on?
I think Barb's gone cray.
What kind of shops are closest, do we think? Is it a big mall? Like
where
big
were
outlet?
They? Do we know where they were?
No.
Was it
Let's
Sydney,
assume
Melbourne?
That it was
that,
Melbourne.
This is the magic of A Current Affair. They don't
are
tell
we
you
saying
the whole story.
Are we saying
Barb? So these are the questions that
should
are in
we
our
go
head?
Barclay Street and Footscray?
Yeah,
I feel like that would be really appropriate.
Cool.
And what's nearby? It's some great Vietnamese. I think
Franco
go, like,
Kotso, maybe?
Franco Kotso. Oh, she's probably gone and bought herself a bed head. A fully adorned bed head with like little roses. And it would be like timber, prime time, awesome timber, imported from overseas, nice polish, and she would get the matching dresses.
Then she went and paid a guy to carry it around for her.
Mm.
So she hired somebody for the day to carry around all of her shopping, all of her wares.
She got a little bit hungry halfway through, and she went to one of the Vietnamese.
There's so many to choose from. She was torn. So she spent like a good half hour like going, oh, where do I go? And then she's like,
for choice.
Boom.
And
there.
That's when the reporters caught her. So Current Affair were like, that's not him.
Do you think Current Affair base their programs on whether the person they're trying to interview has a screen door or not? Because it seems like having a screen door that they can yell through and harass a person through is a pivotal part of their program.
Do you think they ask them, like, we're about to hound you, like, can you please get flywise? Or do you reckon they carry one and go, like, there's like a magnetic thing?
I reckon they have one guy on a retainer who is a screen door installer.
Yeah.
She goes and installs screen doors for people.
So before we're going to do this article, we just have a few things. We just want to install this screen door. And we also just need to have a video of us chasing you down the street as well. We're very shaky.
My favourite thing ever is the hand over the camera. Just hand on the front of the camera. Don't film me.
Yes.
And then about 10 steps later, they'll stop, they'll stand, and they'll go, all right, here's the real story. Here's what really happened. So, I mean, I'm keen to find out what a current affair have been investigating.
Mm.
News.
There's a scoop for you.
Go on. Next song is one chosen by M.
To sing along.
Oh, yes. So we're on my song. Boom. Oh, this is a personal favourite of mine. I can't remember when it came out, but it's been a few years now. And just to give a bit of background, when I was living overseas, this song made me incredibly homesick, but also really satisfied that need for a little bit of Aussie hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
Without further ado, it is The Waitress Song by Seth Sendrie.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.